'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Blockthentic soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of blockchains danced in their heads. And Mama in her apron, looking good, that's no cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what's the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer with a swagged out driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it is Blockthentic. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Bitcoin, now Ethereum, now Solana and Luna, on Avalanche, on Polygon, on Polkadot and Chainlink, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now HODL, now HODL, now HODL them all. Merry Christmas, Block fam. Digital authenticity now loading. Production team, do me a solid, will ya? Bring up that story we went over in the meeting regarding my guy, President Bukele, buying 21 more Bitcoin. Yes, that is the one, Block fam. Check this out. President of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, aka the self-proclaimed CEO of El Salvador, made another Bitcoin purchase and documented it all on Twitter in a fashion, in my humble opinion, that was for the culture. My guy knows how to make buying Bitcoin seem so eventful and stylish. Oh boy. 21 Bitcoins were purchased, which is significant because the whole ordeal was centered around this magic number of 21. Yes, El Salvador went prime time. The president tweeted, "Today is the last 21st day of the year 21 of the 21st century." In another tweet, he noted the country's size is 21,000 kilometers and added, "Coincidence? I don't think so, president. I like your style, my guy." He even held the purchase until 11 p.m., which on the 24-hour clock was exactly 21, 21, 21. And he put, "There you go," with a rocket ship emoji after the purchase. Oh boy. Like I said, my guy buys Bitcoin with style. He then posted a picture of the receipt, which showed the Bitcoin cost a little over $1 million and said, "Got the receipt, just to prove to you haters." Yes, indeed. Before the purchase, the Central American nation held 1,120 Bitcoins in its treasury. The new 21 Bitcoins now brings the total to 1,141 Bitcoins, And El Salvador plans to buy another 500 million worth of the world's biggest cryptocurrency by market cap. Funded, and we talked about this before on a previous Block Talk, by the issuance of 1 billion worth of tokenized bonds. You know, that Bitcoin city talk. Yes, indeed. Holy Bitcoin, El Salvador. Your country is definitely leading by example and setting the pace for other nations looking to adopt or legalize Bitcoin as a tender. President Bukele, your purchase of 21 more Bitcoin is 100% Blockthentic approved. Indeed. BlockFam, my guy, Jack Dorsey, recently caused a stir on the same platform he stepped down from Twitter. What a coinky dink. The co-founder and former CEO of Twitter stated that the US dollar will one day be replaced by Bitcoin. Oh boy. Dorsey gave this very, very debatable statement on Twitter in a reply to rapper and songwriter Cardi B. Yes, indeed. What up, Cardi? Look at you out here getting Jack to respond to your question that was for everyone. The Grammy winner just really wanted to know, hey, do you think crypto is going to replace the dollar? A general question to the masses. And Jack saw an opportunity to chime in, to which Dorsey replied, yes, Bitcoin will. So that is how you feel, huh, Jack? Well, soon after Dorsey's tweet, a surge was recorded in Bitcoin's price. No surprise at all. The price at the time was $49,137 whole dollars. Post-tweet, that went up 7.1%. Somebody made some gains. In addition to this, another cryptocurrency, little brother Ethereum, also recorded a hike in its valuation. Dorsey is on record publicly being a big supporter of Bitcoin and has expressed his love for cryptocurrency on several occasions. For instance, the time he spoke at the Miami Beach conference and revealed that he would have worked for Bitcoin if he was not managing Twitter and Square. Interesting, because he recently stepped down from Twitter and now just focusing on Square. He even stated that both his companies have a role and tweeted in August that Bitcoin will unite a deeply divided country and even the world. My guy is going big on this. He must really believe in Bitcoin. Of course, his comment was not received well by everyone. People's opinions are never received well by everyone, especially something as controversial as saying Bitcoin will overtake the beloved dollar. One user let his stance be known with authority. Oh boy. At Barry A. Rothman responded to Jack and Cardi with this. Absolute nonsense. The US dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of U.S. government. Bitcoin is backed by nothing but air. Currencies need to have stability and implicit trust. Bitcoin falls short in every aspect. Stick to running Twitter. Well, say it with your chest, Barry. Newsflash, sir. That high horse you are on holding your US dollar is walking on quicksand, my guy. I do not think Bitcoin will replace the dollar entirely, but it is definitely going to take a lot of its shine. There is a new sheriff in town, ladies and gentlemen, and his name is Big Biddy. Oh boy! In honor of it being Christmas Eve when this episode releases, I have a very special block quiz for you all, block fam. Question: what are the holidays all about? A, giving. B, giving. C, giving. Or D, all of the above. Time is ticking, Black Fam. And now, your time is up. What do you got?
All the above.
You said all of the above, D? Well, that is absolutely correct. And you are in the Christmas, oh boy, Christmas spirit, indeed. Now, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and say, sadly, it is my time to go. But until next time, Block Fam, do me a solid, will ya? Please, keep it Block Authentic, because digital authenticity is the new real world.